If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks.
I'm Tim Wildman, and in studio with me is a lot of IQ people. 2020 right there. We got 2020 in this room.
Are you saying our IQ is 20?
I wonder if you meant vision.
If you didn't know you were insulted, then,
then your IQ is 20.
I honestly wanted to forget all that, but we're going to relive it, I guess.
Yeah, that was worth it, though. That's worth reliving.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning.
Good morning.
Professor Ed.
Good morning to you.
And J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Good morning. My therapist said I have trouble showing emotion. Can't say I'm surprised. Can't say I'm surprised. Sure. Tonight you'll sit up in bed. That went right over my bald head. Can't say I'm surprised. I can't say I'm surprised because I have trouble showing emotion.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Did you get that right off the bat?
I did. But I was going to say, after all, our IQs are 20-20.
Well, that was a little bit weak.
That was.
Well, I did.
Next time you want to run that by a committee. JJ.
Or just ask
just
your wife.
Committee
that's
what I
do. Do you think this is funny? No, I wouldn't.
That's right. Well, give me another
it's
chance.
Clever.
How about
yeah,
that?
We'll
All
give
right,
you another chance.
All right. I've been in radio over 30 years. This is a little history lesson. Things have really changed. I started with a couple of turntables. I mean, that's legit.
Record album.
Yes. But things have really, really changed. When I first was in radio, it was taboo. You could not talk about plastic surgery. Now I can talk about plastic surgery on air. Nobody even raises an eyebrow.
You have was totally that a little,
you know, was that a little stronger?
You know,
that was good.
That's original.
And, you know, the band Botox had some great hits back in the 70s, back in the 70s
oh,
and 80s,
stop.
Too.
You can see him walking
Dickie.
Down just about any street.
Kenny Rogers, man.
Let's stop
that
Dickie.
He had probably the greatest hits album.
But enough about looking like
Botox.
A catfish.
All right, here
Let's
we go.
Back to,
here we go.
Trivia Friday.
We do need to give the number because this is first time.
First
callers.
Time caller. What? Oh, first time callers only today. Ed, what's that phone number?
All right, 888-589-8840. For all the rest of you out there like us with an IQ of 20, we threw in as many eights as we could in this number. 888-589-8840. What do we mean by first time callers? If you have never been on the air with us,
right? That's what
today
we're
could be
about.
Your day.
Yeah,
it could be.
All right. So JJ, what's the other rule?
The other rule is that we have out of these nine original questions, we're going to have three each. One of these is a mystery question.
It's a mystery.
If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Yes, loving cowbell.
Loving cowbell.
A
lot of folks at Mississippi State, I know we've got listeners all over the nation, but Mississippi, two teams, Ole Miss and Mississippi State, they face probably their biggest rival, I mean their biggest challenger this year. So you hope you
tomorrow.
Hear a lot of cowbell tomorrow.
Well, we do.
We
Tennessee
do.
Fans don't. They don't care if we hear it one time.
But back to the cowbell as far as it how it pertains to this show. Again, if you land on the mystery question, answer it correctly, you'll hear the cowbell and you'll win you a really nice AFR cap.
These really are great looking
caps. What we need is more AFR
cowbell.
Ball caps.
Yeah. All right. And you got to be 11 years old or older.
That is correct.
All right. Let's go, Ed. What do you got, my friend?
All right. So that number again, just first time callers today, 888-589-8840. All right, here are my three questions. First question on the original Star Trek TV show. Bones was the doctor's nickname. What was the character's actual name? I'm not talking about the actor. The character, Bones, was the nickname. What was the character's actual name? Second question, who is the only Major League Baseball pitcher to hit two home runs and pitch a no-hitter in the same game?
Wow.
Who is the only Major League pitcher to hit two home runs and pitch a no-hitter in the same game? And then third question, you can't breathe and swallow at the same time. Is that true or false? You can't breathe and swallow at the same time. Is that true or false?
That's unfortunate if that's true.
Now they tell me.
Yeah. I think your eyeballs pop out if you do that in reverse.
If you do that in reverse, I'm lost now. Yeah. I have no idea.
But just think about it.
Here's what I've got. First question, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress while in prison? Who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, that classic, while in prison? Second,
so James Comey?
Oh, no, oh, my word. Folks, buckle up. It's going to be it's going to be
boom.
A great show.
Ed boomed right there. Ed's rocking right
I'm rocking.
Second question, what is the name for Germany's high-speed highway?
James Comey Highway.
What is the name for Germany's high-speed highway? Yeah. You guys have heard of that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been on it?
Yeah, I have.
You've traveled all
over. I have.
I have not.
What, kind of cooking along there, 120, 130, how far?
Yeah,
how
whatever it takes. Driving? If you're going 100, people pass you and look at you. If you're going 100 miles an hour, you got to be doing 120.
Stay on the right lane. Don't you know the left is for passing? Speed over, you're just doing 100. All right, here's the third question, true or false. Russia, I'll go ahead and tell you this. Russia is the largest country, talking about acreage. The Vatican City is the smallest. Here's my true or false. Russia is 39 million times bigger than the Vatican City. The largest country is 39 million times bigger than the smallest country. Is that true or false?
Oh.
39 million times bigger.
Wow, that's – okay, here are my three questions.
If that's true, that's a pretty big difference.
Is that true? Is that true? All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what instrument did people in the ancient world use as a clock? Got that?
As a rooster. Man, that's an easy question. You ain't got to do much digging. You just got to look out there over the barnyard.
And listen?
And listen.
Okay. What instrument did people in the ancient world use as a clock? Number two, a riddle. It's a short one, though. What is yours, but it's mostly used by others?
Always about taxes, isn't it, Ed?
You got that?
Yes,
I got
sir.
It. I think I know the answer.
Every April.
What is yours? What is yours, but is mostly used by others? And number three, baby boomer question. I usually have one a week. What television event in 1964 was watched by 60% of Americans?
Wow. I think I know the answer to this, but... That's stunning.
It would have been right in your guys' wheelhouse.
Yeah,
it was
another Captain Kangaroo.
I was
moment.
A babe.
Another Captain
I was a
Kangaroo
babe of 63
moment.
When this happened. I barely remember it.
You were a babe of 63?
Like a baby born in 1963.
Oh, 63. Okay.
Yeah.
So you barely remember it, you said. Yeah. You had an uncanny memory.
Well.
If you remember it at I was 1 year old.
They said I was gifted.
They did.
Yeah. But I don't like to brag about it.
No.
Why is mom coming at me with these diaper pins? Man, those seats just a little clumsy. Why don't they come up with something where you don't have to have diaper pins and wash those cloth diapers?
Man, that seems like a million years ago, doesn't it?
Washing diapers? I mean, taking them out on the clothesline?
Yeah, and then washing them out and...
Clothespins out on the clothesline. I remember watching my mom hang clothes up out there.
I will tell you.
Some advancements were good.
Yeah, but I will tell you this. There was nothing that smelled better clothes that came off the clothesline. Yeah.
Sheets on the clothesline, you bring them in after the gentle breeze. Yeah. Cue up some soft music there.
Yeah.
You can put a music bed under this.
Soft all right, so you got the question.
Breeze and you got the sheets and you put those on the bed. Oh, man, that's nice.
You got the question?
Did, yeah.
Television question?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to Kansas right out of the gate, gentlemen. That's your neck of the woods. Half the year, anyway,
you
JJ.
Got the metaphors going. Right out of the gate, out of the woods, into the woods, your neck of the woods. You're rolling, Ed. You're giving 100% right now. 100, maybe 110.
110%.
Your back's against the wall.
I can reach for the stars
right now.
Reach
for those stars.
I'm going to reach for them.
Come out of the gate and reach for the stars.
And that's a horse of a different color try to jump
shoulder.
Over the moon.
Yeah.
All right.
We're already so far down this road. So we're driving down the road. My 10-year-old daughter, Tegan, she said, "Dad, what does heavens to Betsy mean? What's Betsy got to do with anything?" And I said, "What?" And she repeated it. And I said, "Wow, I have no idea." She said, but you said that before, right? Because I've heard it a bunch. Right. I said, "Oh, I said it. My parents said it. I heard my grandmother said, oh, heavens to Betsy." She said, Betsy must have really got in over her head. Deacon's a deep thinker for us to be quoting her all these years later.
Yeah. You know what? I have no idea what that means.
That's what I told her. I said, Ed doesn't even know. I don't know, and Ed has no idea.
Go to the phones.
All right. Timothy is on the line. Timothy, thank you for joining us on Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
Mm-hmm. Not much.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right.
Really.
You'll fit right in here.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both there, young man? Says you're 12 years old.
Both.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
The one with the Pilgrim's Progress.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Who wrote Pilgrim's Progress while in prison? And I'll add, one of the all-time bestsellers. It was amazing how many copies have been sold. Who wrote that? Timothy?
John Bunyan.
Yeah. And you know, that was not easy to do. You got that big blue ox crowded in the jail cell with you, and you're writing away, trying to be inspired and write a classic. So,
John Bunyan, you're right. And, you know, that was, do you know, hey, for an AFR ball cap, Timothy, can you tell me what year that was written or published?
No.
Okay.
This is a plain talker right now.
Right. Well, I think somebody said that the only thing that sold more was the Bible, for a few years and Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah. I think it was in the 1600s.
A real classic. Okay. Hey, thanks, buddy. You got it right. What a great way to get us started. What's your question for us, Timothy?
Okay, do you want a president's question or a joke question?
Give us a joke question.
I kind of like a joke question.
Give us a joke question.
Okay, how do you turn 7 into even?
How do you turn 7 into even?
Into an even number?
By taking the S off of it.
Oh, I like that. Hey, excellent. That's like kind of a little riddle.
Right.
Yeah. That's just why I didn't get it.
How do you turn 7
into even,
you take the S off of it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Is that right, Timothy?
Yes.
All right, buddy. Thank you for listening to AFR. Tell your family thanks for listening there in Kansas.
Absolutely. Thank you, Timothy. You're listening to Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University.
Ed, did you?
I did.
You did? Okay.
I did.
You normally have more gusto.
Okay. You know, more gusto.
Yeah, well.
Been a long week.
I did it.
Oh, did
like
you? Okay.
The same
maybe
way
it's my hearing.
Well,
no.
Now I used to be able to throw the Pinocchio voice in there, but
you
I can't get up that high anymore.
Okay.
Now I just sound like a very strange old man.
We also call this Learning University.
Learning University.
Yes.
It's Learning University.
Not in studio. Stereo. All right. Listening. Who's next, Ed?
All right. Let's go to Arkansas, and Paula is on the line. Paula, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I have called in so many times, and this is my first time.
Oh, you mean to finally get on the air. Okay. Paula, thanks for calling.
I met a group in Louisiana last Thursday. I was in Alexandria, Louisiana. Shout out to some new friends there. Sindla Pregnancy Center, 770 tickets sold. And I had a group come up, and they said they called from work, and they said, "We've never been able to get on. We just try and try." So, for you to say you called and able to get through, that's a blessing, because there's some people that say they've tried for years.
I would like to add some information. I think Paula might be interested to hear this too. Have a listener, John, who just texted me, and he said the exact origin of the phrase "Heavens to Betsy" is unknown, although it appeared in 19th century American English as an exclamation of surprise, fear, or shock. So nobody knows.
Betsy's relatives know.
Betsy.
Because they remember it when it started and it happened and, you know. Hey,
hey, Ed, would you give your cell phone so everybody can text you the answers?
What's your cell phone other questions? Number? Give that over the air.
Would you mind giving your cell phone number out?
What now? Oh. You mean so that when other people text me?
Yeah, just like you got that from John. Yeah. I mean, there are other people out there across America that like to text you and tell you information.
Happy Valentine's
Maybe
Day.
Recruit
Happy
you for a new job.
St. Okay. Patrick's
Day. You owe a toll bridge you didn't pay for.
Or maybe find out if you're interested in an extended car warranty.
Yes.
Yes.
Paula, ask, answer, or do both. I forgot where we were.
Yeah. That's my bad.
I want to try both.
Which one you feel confident about?
The bones question. What was the bones question?
Okay, here it is, Paula. On the original Star Trek TV show, I guess other variations, movies of Star Trek and so on and so forth, Bones was the doctor's nickname. What was the character's actual name on Star Trek?
That wasn't what I thought it was. Sorry.
Okay.
That's kind of like life.
Not for sure.
Really, Paula?
Okay, well.
Think about it.
All right. How about this, Paula? I'm going to do you a solid. I will repeat my true-false question. That's 50-50. You want to do that or you want to pick something else?
We'll do 50-50.
All right. Here's the...
Wait a minute. What are we doing here? She dismissed. She swung and missed.
No, she said.
No, she didn't answer.
She said the question wasn't what she thought it was.
Oh, we get to do that?
Sure. It's Friday.
Well, I tell you what, Tim, I'm going to leave.
My teacher's never allowed that.
No, she didn't even attempt it. She just thought, oh, that's wrong.
I'm going to let you make the decision on this, Tim.
Okay.
Do you want to just tell Paula she struck out?
No, I don't. I'm sorry about that.
Hey,
Paula.
This is going to be the best
way.
No, this is going to work good for everybody.
Yeah, Tim,
if you'll give your cell number out.
Yes.
Right now, just as a concession.
I don't think it's going to be a secret to anybody.
All right.
Based on my Paula. All right, so anyway, no, right. Paula, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Let Paula go. I said 50-50. She swung and missed. She actually checked her swing.
She checked her swing.
She checked
that.
And there was an appeal to the first base umpire.
Yes, and he said she didn't go around.
I like it.
All right, you can't breathe and swallow at the same time, Paula. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is true. For all those people out there trying to figure that out, you should have just tried it. Just try it.
Yeah. That's what I did.
I did that when I wrote this question. I thought,
You got to try to do what now?
Breathe and swallow at the same time.
Because a lot of times that's involuntary, or I'd say most of the time.
I say most of the time.
Well, if you try to breathe and swallow at the same time, that's when people say it goes down the wrong pipe.
I tell you what'll lead to an early demise. You try to sneeze and keep your eyes open.
Oh, ooh.
No, that's impossible.
That makes a mess.
That's here lies a man who tried to sneeze and keep his eyes open.
All right. Or when you're dreaming and you're falling, if you ever land, that's it's all over, because you never land.
You never
in
land.
Your dream.
No.
You wake up.
Kind of like life.
Paula, go ahead with your question. We apologize.
Yes,
it's been the longest call. We just dragging this out on you. I would like to say
we're medicated in some way, even like heavy cough medicine, but we're not. This is
You're
just
happy.
That's right. Right. Thank you for being giving us a lot of charitable.
I'm on statin.
You're on statin. I'm on Diet Coke.
Yeah, you're on Diet Coke. Go ahead, Paula.
Paula, what's your question for us?
I'm going to ask an Andy Griffith show.
There we go.
Question.
Oh, all right.
It's ready.
Who played the gas station attendant Gomer Pyle in the Andy Griffith show?
Who played it?
Who played Gomer Pyle?
Yeah, the Neighbors guy.
Yeah, it's
Jim Neighbors.
Jim Neighbors, yeah. Who's actually an incredible singer.
Well, he was.
That is correct.
Yes, he's
was. Oh, that was it. Jim Neighbors,
he's
yeah.
He's inspired.
Jim Neighbors from Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Alabama.
Yeah, you never known it by his accent. He has such a neutral accent.
Midwestern.
Yeah, just couldn't pick that out, could
sure,
you?
Yeah, sort of.
Paula, thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Being a good sport, too.
Yes, and being a good sport.
Thank you. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to go, Mississippi. And James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Where do you live in Mississippi?
Macomb.
Okay. All right. Well, James from Macomb, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to answer. I'm going to go back to the Trek.
Okay. Here's the Star Trek question. On the original Star Trek TV show, Bones was the Doctor's nickname. What was the character's actual name on the show?
Let's go for Jim McCoy.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, are you talking about the actor's real name?
No, this is the character's. All right. I'm gonna give it to you because the last name is McCoy, but it's Leonard McCoy.
So you tell me the one that he said is not the real McCoy. Is that what you're trying to say, Ed?
But that was good. I like that. that will go ahead.
Wait, that's a delayed response.
Well,
right
poor
there.
Brent Creeley, our producer.
That was delayed.
Yeah,
he didn't know whether to give it to him or
okay.
not. You're thinking Jim Kirk. That is the captain, James T. Kirk. You kind of conflated those, but McCoy was the last name.
Right.
So we'll give it to you, and that happened to be the
mystery question.
Yeah, in a Common Core kind of a way.
In a Common Core math sort of way. I didn't want to deny him a ball cap just because he didn't get Leonard right, and Leonard's an unusual name.
That was a beloved cowbell ring right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, right. I thought there was only Leonard Nimoy on there.
Well, that was actually the actor who played Spock. This conversation's getting really.
The band on the Star Trek was Leonard Skinner.
Here we go.
Leonard Skinner.
Hey,
Leonard Skinner was the band. On
hey,
there.
I do want to say, please
Leonard
stay.
Please,
yeah, Leonard.
Please stay on the line after we're through. After you ask your question, so we can get your address to send you the cap.
Yeah.
How many more Leonards we got here?
No, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with Star Trek. Hey, James, did you have a question for us, or was that it?
That was it. I was just going to answer that one.
Great. All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold because
you picked the right one.
Yes.
For the,
That's right. We'll get your information get a cap on your way.
If you believe in chance, James, you just. You're lucky call.
Guys, October the 11th and 12th, I'm going to be in Oney, Arkansas.
No.
It's 25 miles from Mountain View, where on Main Street they have an outhouse race. You can't make that stuff up. This comedy writes itself. It's effortless.
Yeah.
What state
is this?
It's in Arkansas.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say it like that. What did I say? You said, what state is this? Yeah, they have outhouse races on Main Street in Mountain View, Arkansas.
I don't ever want to hear any more jokes about Mississippi.
I'm going
to. We'll be back in a minute.
Finally, some good news. Over 38,000 babies saved and more than 4,000 commitments to Christ through the ministry of Preborn this year alone. Here's Dan Steiner, president of Preborn.
But if we can get a mom into one of our clinics and show her her baby, and she has that close encounter of the best kind in her womb, she will choose life.
Preborn's networks of clinics provide hope, love, free ultrasounds, and the gospel in action across America. This is Ed Vitagliano. Will you join Preborn and AFR as we rescue 70,000 babies' lives this year? For $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound and help save a baby's life. To donate, dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. What's the most famous line from that show right there?
I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth.
You're on. You got it, right?
You know, the back and forth between the Fred Sanford character and his sister-in-law, who was a church-going woman.
Yeah.
Man, the insults were fast and furious.
Well, now, Fred and Lamont, they'd go at it, and they'd both hold their own.
Yep. That was
all right. We're talking to Dan.
Well, no, he's not. We hadn't. Want me to bring Dan on?
Well, no. Did we finish with our other calls?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Do we need to reset our questions?
Yeah, we do. Good point, JJ.
I'm gonna have to add some. I hope this doesn't happen every week. It's hard to get these questions. People answering.
Yeah, we don't want people to answer our questions.
That's right. So, all right, I'm gonna have to add too. Here's my original one of my original questions. Who is the only major league pitcher to hit two home runs and pitch a no-hitter in the same game? Second question, what is the fattiest organ in the body? What is the fattiest organ in the body? Highest percentage of fat. And then, all right, I'm not sure I should do this question.
Yeah.
I don't mean anything
when
by
when in doubt,
it.
No.
No, this is when an
doubt,
actual.
When in doubt, don't.
This is an actual scientific question.
Okay.
Women's brains actually shrink during pregnancy. Yeah. Is that true or false? Again, I mean nothing by it. Mm-hmm. Women's brains actually shrink during pregnancy. Is that true or false?
That's true or false? Yeah. All right. Here's what I've got. First question, what is the name for Germany's high-speed highway? What is the name for Germany's famous high-speed highway? Second question, Russia is 39 million times larger than the Vatican City. Is that true or false? The largest country, which is Russia, talking acreage, is 39 million times bigger than the smallest country, which is Vatican City. True or false?
Yeah.
And then I'll add one. Which organ in your body can regenerate itself even if 75% of it is removed?
Ooh.
Which organ? Yeah, that's good news. You need something to be happy about on a Friday. Which organ in your body can regenerate even if up to 75% of it is removed?
You can't kill it.
It's nicknamed the roach organ. No, I just threw that out.
So this organ, it's going to grow back. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you look under a microscope, there's a pink bunny with a drum just kind of beating from side to side.
Just on and on.
All right, here are my questions. What instrument did people in the ancient world use as a clock? Everybody got that one?
Yes, it sure did.
Number two, a riddle. What is yours but is mostly used by others?
I feel confident that I actually know.
Know this riddle?
Just write it down the back because you want to write it down or it didn't happen.
What? Number three, baby boomer question. What television event in 1964 was watched by 60% of Americans? Maybe more, but I know that much.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
What television event in 1964 was watched by 60% of Americans? All right, let's go back to the phone.
All right, we're going back to Arkansas, and Dan is on the line. Dan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good, brother.
Well,
Dan.
Sir, we're blessed, buddy.
Where do you live in Arkansas, Dan?
I live in Quitman. I was listening to you talk about the outhouse races. I live about 50 miles from Mountain View there.
Have you heard about it?
No, I didn't know about the outhouse races.
All right, I'm going to put on my Chamber of Commerce.
What do you do?
I don't have enough info about that. But here,
surely they must put wheel tires on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can tell you I got about 5 one-liners fighting for, you know, the jockeying in my brain. But that's why I'm,
position.
Yes, I'm biting my tongue. But I will tell you this. I'm going to put on my Chamber of Commerce house. Mountain View, Arkansas is an amazing town. It may become the next Branson. Let me tell you why. I think 2,800 people in the town. Keep that in mind. 2,800 people. They have 30 restaurants, 7 banks, and 3 car dealerships, and only 2,800 people.
How many restaurants?
30.
That's still a little bit suspicious, don't you think?
No. Everybody from the Cayman Islands, they're putting their money in. No. What it is they got these little shops with, you know, somebody doing iron work and somebody making cedar furniture, but it's like the, just think Ozarks and the next Branson. So I'm going to be speaking at 2 different churches, but they have me staying in a cabin.
Oh, this
cabin.
Is what this is about.
No, no. They have
okay,
me staying.
I wonder where we were going with
No.
They always come back to your speaking engagement.
No. They have me staying in a cabin in Mountain View, and Wayne, the guy in charge, he said, you're going to want to stay an extra day. So our family is going up, and he's the one that told me about Mountain View. So I went on the website, and I saw that they have on Main Street, they have outhouse races. And I said, that's all I need to know. Kentucky boy that lives in Mississippi, I'm in. You know, do I have to bring my own, or can we just get it with a crew and start building on one?
Oh, man. All right, Dan. We forgot about Dan.
Dan, sorry about that. But you need to get over there and go to one of those restaurants.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both,
Dan. I've been to Mountain View a lot. They play a lot of good music up there. That's the big draw up there.
Folk. Oh, I forgot about that. Folk music capital of the world. Yeah. So they have everybody just sitting around on all these, like the town square on Friday night, everybody playing bluegrass and folk music.
I think I'm just gonna drive up there with my windows down, playing loud rap music. Just go right down Main Street. See how long
you get run over by an outhouse.
See how long I last. All right, Dan. Ask, answer, do both, brother.
I think I'm just going to answer. I wasn't really prepared to for y'all to answer my phone call today. So
nobody is, Dan. They're shocked, just like you were.
Just like nobody. Okay.
All right. Just forget it. What's your
– drag this out.
Go ahead.
Which one the one about the German highway.
Here we go. What is the name for Germany's high-speed highway?
I think it's called the Autobahn.
Autobahn. Yeah. Nicely done. And our very own Tim Wildman's actually – driven down through that
at a
tame 100 miles an hour.
I just rode
and prayed.
That was terrifying.
What did you have? You had people passing you over 100
miles?
I
wasn't in a car. I think I was in a bus.
Oh,
a bus.
Wait, they get out there in a bus?
Yeah, the bus loses, though, in the race.
I got a lot of questions.
Every
is
time.
Is it a jet-powered bus? And they got like
it's like a tour bus.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, but you're just watching these people zoom down. And when I say zoom, I'm talking capital Z. Yeah. But anyway, Audubon, you're right, Dan.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Dan, how did you know that?
I just knew it. Just okay. I mean, I grew up, I guess, wishing I could go over there or something.
Me too,
right,
Dan. That's
well, you know, they say that some places in Montana you can drive without a speed limit. Is that true?
I've heard that.
I think
that
that's true.
Well. Yeah.
Because there's so little traffic.
Right.
They just say, just if you want to be stupid, you'll get
whipped. Go as fast as you want to.
Yeah.
All right. Just watch out for the grizzly.
Or the moose.
Grizzly bear.
The elk.
Will mean sudden stop. Yeah. All right, Dan, thank you so much. You're listening
to over there to Mountain View, listen to some of that good music, and enter you an outhouse in that outhouse race on Main Street.
Oh, yeah. Man. It actually sounds like a nice place to go visit, the way you're describing.
Oh, yeah, for all that. I just, no kidding, after Wayne told me about some of these things, I went online to see, hey, what's up here? And they were showing all these stores, and then the Chamber of Commerce guy said, here's what happens. The first time people come, they enjoy it so much. They come the second time. The second time they come, they start looking for property. to come and eat there.
All right.
That's a pretty good little Chamber of Commerce pitch.
Yep. All right. We're going back to Mississippi, and Jeanette is on the line. Jeanette, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Jeanette. Thank you for asking.
Where do you live?
I live in Collins, Mississippi.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for calling. you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'm not smart enough to ask one, so I'm just going to have to try to answer one. But okay. First of all, I'm going to tell you guys how much I appreciate your show. Not just this show, but all of them. I get all my true news from you. You know, I don't question it whenever I hear it from y'all. And right. I'm so grateful that y'all are on fire for God, because that's what everybody needs to be, is on fire for God.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, I can't thank y'all enough for what y'all do. And I really enjoy this show. I've been trying to get on for a while, and I haven't, but I'd like to answer the one about women's brains.
Okay.
Before she answers,
just remember,
Janet said everything we hope people feel. And we have our, if I can put out a shameless plug here, two times a year we have our Share-a-thon, once in the spring for 3 days, once in the fall. We remind people that we literally are listener-supported. So with everything that you said, Janet, I get to travel a lot. I hear that same thing. People talk about our news, with all the legacy news being so crooked and corrupt, that you can trust our news team and the Christ Center programs. But please pray for a successful Share-a-thon. Our Share-a-thon just in a couple of weeks, October the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And thank you so much for your kind words, Jeanette.
Amen. Amen. All right, so I will pray,
and I'll have my church pray.
Oh, amen. Thank you.
Thank
amen.
You so much. Hey, here's the question, Jeanette. Women's brains actually shrink during pregnancy. Is that true or false?
That's true.
It is 100% true. Now, here's the backstory. The backstory is actually kind of cool. When I looked this up, it says that the shrinkage is believed to be a fine-tuning of the brain, allowing for specializing for social cognition and maternal instincts. The brain volume gradually returns to its previous size, but it shrinks so that the brain can focus on interacting with the baby and fulfilling maternal instincts. And I just thought, that is just such an awesome display of God's power.
Fearfully and wonderfully
Amen.
Made. Amen. Look how he does that.
So that the mother can focus. Go ahead, Jeanette.
That is awesome. I am awed at God's, what he's done with the human body. No man could create what the human body is. No man.
Right.
Not even a bunch of men. But my theory on the shrinkage of the brain is
here we go.
So when this is all over with, we won't remember all that stuff we had to go through.
That is a very good point. I'm hearing millions of amens out there.
That's right.
Somebody just said, it comes back to the normal size, and we can be happy about it. Then forget all about that other stuff. Yeah.
There you go.
But Lord.
Well, and they actually have a nickname, a term for it. They call it pregnancy brain. And some women get concerned because they're having a hard time with remembering other things. And it's because of God's design to focus.
I can tell you the honest truth. We couldn't find the TV remote, looked high and low. And then we opened up the refrigerator, and Melanie had put it in the refrigerator.
Put the TV remote in the refrigerator?
Yeah. Now, I can say that on her because she can say 100 things about me, and I've never been pregnant. So I don't have an excuse.
Hey, thank you so much, Jeanette. Appreciate your kind words, and thank you for your prayers, you and your church.
She didn't have a question. She just wanted to answer.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University. And we're going to continue to take calls. We go next to
Ohio, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks, guys. The professors are doing well today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Brother John. Where do you live in Ohio?
Dublin, Ohio. Big Buckeye fan.
Okay, dot that I then.
That's right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. You guys have any idea what I'm talking about?
Not that I.
John knows what I'm talking about.
John knows.
That's right.
What is
O-H-I-O.
Yeah.
Oh, O-H-I-O.
Well, at the Buckeye games in Columbus, they own home games, obviously. Yeah. The band, the tradition is at the end of their pep song where they dot the I.
Oh, okay.
O-H-I-O, and then they dot the I. Yeah.
All right.
I like
it. It's a famous
thing.
Good job.
Right? Did I get that right, John?
Yes, it's a drum major. Usually it comes out and tips his hat all the way back and touches it down and all that. Yep.
And that, you need to watch that. That drum major is, whoever it is, he's got to be like a rubber band man. I mean, that guy is the most
flexible.
Flexible. You got to watch that. Anyway, John, thanks for calling. Yeah. Ask, answer, or both?
Both today.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
And this is my first time trying to get in ever.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Wonderful. Wow, you got in on the first call.
You are living a charmed life.
Making a lot of people envious
right now.
Well,
if I could get one of those hats, I'd even be living the charmer life.
Well, that's true. And charmer's not a word. You know that, John. But you would think to yourself,
that's disqualified.
Those three guys don't even know the difference. But anyway, that's what he's thinking. Listen. Go ahead, John. You want to ask, answer, or both? You said
he wants to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Both. The 1964 television
Here
show.
Here we go.
All right. If he gets this right, I'm gonna send him a hat.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Good. Meet him in the middle.
Just being a softy today. what television event in 1964 was supposedly, the information I have here, watched by 60% of Americans? What's the answer to that, John?
I would say the Beatles.
Yes. It was the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That many people watched.
In 1964. I was looking up like the top television events of the 60s. Well, really, of baby boomer generation. And this was number one.
Wow.
I was 7 years old.
You remember it?
Yes, I was 7 years old. And my wife, her dad, called her and her brother out because it was a big historic event, he called it.
To watch it
on TV.
Yeah, it was the... Do you remember it?
I do remember it. My dad forbid the family to watch it. He said, we're not going to watch those hippies from England.
Those mop heads?
No, he didn't. Nope.
He didn't do that?
No. Okay, I'll tell you one that wasn't as big as that. But at school, everybody came to school, and everybody's face was a little puffy, and their eyes were a little swollen. And Brian's song, and everybody had
'70s.
Is that '70s? Yeah, yeah, and everybody had watched that, and our health teacher, he said, man, some of you guys look like y'all had been crying. And he asked how many people watched Brian's song, and every single hand went up, and he said, all right, who cried? But not everybody was honest in the 7th or 8th grade, or whatever we were.
If you don't cry at the end of Brian's
song, you're not human.
You're just not human.
You got to have a box of tissues.
So we're connecting, obviously, with a lot of baby boomers. Hey, great
but
job.
It was the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964.
What's your question for us?
Yes, it's an Andy Griffith question.
Is ready.
And my wife and daughter were both coming back from Alex McFarland's thing at Myrtle Beach with the late Charlie Kirk. And they stopped at Andy Griffith's museum on the way home.
Cool.
And our question is what was Andy Griffith's first full-length film that he starred in?
All right, I'm going to guess. You guys want me to guess for us?
Yes, we have no
clue. I think
it
was No Time for Sergeants.
Nope, that wasn't it.
It wasn't? Okay.
Nope,
now, No Time for Sergeants. Oh, go ahead.
Appreciate you answering for us, Ed. JJ and I even had a chance to get a word out.
It's called A Face in the Crowd. And my wife and daughter saw that down there at his museum.
A Face in the Crowd. He was the main character?
Not the main character. That was Tim. Yeah. Tim was this close to blurting that out.
But anyway, you jumped right in there.
Yeah, was Patricia Neal. Patricia Neal was in it also.
Okay, that goes.
Of course she was.
She started doing coffee commercials after that, didn't she?
Without it.
Yeah, she there was some.
Her and Joe DiMaggio.
she did some kind of coffee commercials in the 70s.
You're being serious.
I'm being serious because, you know, it's kind of like now really big name actors do reverse mortgages.
She was a great actress, but she sounded like she smoked a couple packs of Camels a day, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Unfiltered.
Yes.
Am I right?
Now,
and Tim, I appreciate your generosity on the hat today.
Hey, John.
John, stay on the line.
Coming your way.
Hey, John, have you and your wife ever seen No Time for Sergeants?
No.
You should see it.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Should see it.
Because Don Knotts plays.
No way. Don's in there with
Don Knotts is in there too.
So is it a comedy?
It is.
Okay.
And it's pretty funny.
Yes.
Hey, John, we need to get your address.
Does he have a question?
Okay.
Yeah, he did have a
question. Before you go.
We're going to get down to see you guys.
Please.
Okay, yeah.
Hey,
We're going to get down to see you guys.
We hear your wife in the background. What's her first name?
Her name is Marianne, and she did a Andy Griffith question with you guys. And then somebody, one of the guys, said something that was funny, and then somebody stepped in and said, oh, no, Marianne, don't take what he's saying wrong. Yeah,
oh, that's
he said
good.
He was drinking the sauce that Aunt B was.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys said.
Hey, listen, you and Marianne, thank you so much for listening to AFR there in Ohio. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
John, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I got to –
take that hat back.
No. We're going to double it.
We're going to double it
because behind every great man,
John, is
a great woman.
That's right.
Pander bear.
And now you two can be matching when you go out in public.
Yep. Well, you know what? We're going to be going out for our anniversary next Friday, 49 years.
Two hats.
And we'll both wear those.
Hey, there you go.
John, you poor thing. You think the mail's going to get the hats to you by then?
They might.
That's right.
Well, listen, we're going to give it our best shot. So,
all right.
That's great. Happy anniversary. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR. 49 years, is that what he said?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of people visit us here. Folks are welcome to come.
Go online at afa.net.
Right.
There's a little drop-down menu that says, and there's a selection for tours. It's under Contact Us. And there's a little form there for tours. We got to make sure you're not running from the law. So you got to fill that out. And then
your credit card hasn't expired. We need to know that.
Well, don't have to pay for the tour. But
we didn't. We took that off.
Yeah, we took that off.
Okay. Well, is it free now?
It's free. Absolutely free. And people can get
free
popcorn.
Tim is kidding.
He is kidding.
Just so you know. If you hadn't figured out.
What is the website to go sign up for the
AFA.net.
That's free.
Off to the right, it says Contact Us. There's a drop-down menu, and you'll see tours. You do have to fill that out before you can come.
Free popcorn, too.
Free popcorn. You get a few. There's some swag.
Yeah.
We give a little bag full of some goodies.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Repeat our questions quickly.
I have two questions. Who is the only major league pitcher to hit two home runs and pitch a no-hitter in the same game? That's extraordinary. And then second question, what is the fattiest organ in the body? That's what I've got.
Russia is the largest country. Vatican City is the smallest. Mm-hmm. True or false, Russia is 39 million times bigger than the Vatican City.
How would anybody ever know that?
Well, that's.
Have you ever thought about that in your life? How long you lived?
Hey, it's 50-50. I'm trying to reach out to the gamblers that listen to AFR.
You're giving them 50-50
chance. If I heard that, the
something
was 39 million times, I'd say there's no possible way. 100 times bigger, 200 times. But true or false, Russia is 39 million times bigger than the smallest country in the world. And second question, which organ – I hadn't thought about your organ regenerating itself either.
Yeah,
me either.
Which organ in your body can regenerate even if it's 75% of it's been removed?
70 times 7.
No, that's the Bible verse.
Something else.
Yeah, your organ will forgive itself 70 times 7 times if you mistreat it. Third question, I'm going to add one. All right, guys, a little lengthy. I'll try to get through it quick.
All right.
This ministry was founded in 1933 by Dawson Trotman. His mission was to mentor and disciple sailors. Ministry expanded rapidly, Then it spread to college campuses. They have staff in over 100 countries. Now think, you have Campus Crusade out there. This is the other ministry like them. Name this ministry started by Dawson Trotman.
Would you repeat that?
Yeah. It was founded in 1933. Dawson Trotman, they got staff in 100 different countries. You know what it is, Ed?
I think so. When we have the break, I'm going to give you my guess.
We might as well.
It's a guess, though.
Okay. So here are my two questions I have unanswered. What instrument did people in the ancient world use as a clock? Okay. And number two, what is yours but is mostly used by others?
Good
riddle. What belongs to you but is mostly used by others?
I'm going to say tools. Every man knows that. If you got a neighbor, if you got kids, you got a brother-in-law, that's the answer to that question right there.
I tell you what used to be a joke around our house back in the 80s and 90s, letting people use DVDs.
Oh, yes.
Your friends and neighbors and family members and church members, people want to borrow a movie from you or whatever like that, you know.
You'd never get it back.
No, you wouldn't get it back.
You know what I started doing?
What?
And this, I had to wait for the cell phone. Okay. Yeah. As I started, I would hold up the DVD and snap a picture of them. And I'd say, I'm doing this. I'll know you've got it.
Honest truth, I've loaned so many tools out and hadn't gotten them back. I can't remember who I loaned them to. And so they're not going to wake up one day and go, I need to get that ladder back to JJ or that, you know, chain.
How long does it take a kid to realize his dad forgot to ask for the change back? How much money has been made by kids all over the world?
Huh? Can I go to the store and get a Coke?
All right. Here's a five.
Yeah.
Bring me the change. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.